Fintech specialist E4 has launched a girls in STEM program to provide girls in underprivileged areas with the support they need to pursue careers in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics after matric. And to chat around this, we're joined on the line by our guest, Candace Kern-Thomas, founder and director of Melly Seaswear Computer Lab Project. Welcome, Candace.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for making time for us as well in return. Now, Candace, what made you decide to focus on girls in this Girls in STEM program?
Well, we all know that youth unemployment in South Africa is a crisis.
Yes.
And according to Stats SA, women account for a mere 23% of STEM professionals in our country. And these are where most of the jobs lie. Out of this 23%, only 17% are in leadership roles.
Yeah.
And these numbers are significantly less for women of color.
Yeah.
So in an effort to reduce this gender gap, which is something that both Melly Seaswear and our program sponsor E4 are very passionate about, it was an obvious choice to target girls, and specifically girls in grade 9, as this is the year that they make their subject choices.
Makes sense. Thank you for the clarity on that. And now, why did you decide to partner with E4 on this?
As you said, E4 is a leading fintech software company, and their leadership is passionate about and believes in the support and development of girl children. Mm. So their values really align to Melly Seaswear's. We first partnered with E4 on a project where they developed a fully functional computer lab at a no-fee paying school in Soweto, so that the learners can actually matriculate with some form of basic computer literacy skills. You know, believe it or not, in this day and age, we still have learners matriculating with no form of basic computer literacy skills. That means they can't type out a CV, they can't send out a CV, and as we already mentioned and all know, unemployment is such a huge issue, so it seems very counterproductive that they can't even do this. So E4 understands the needs, and know what needs to be done from a corporate perspective to invest in a brighter future for our youth.
Yeah. Candace Naves here. What have been the common obstacles you have seen in girls in poor communities, and how do you help them?
Oh, Naves, there are so many obstacles, but we've identified what I would call the top four. The first one is a lack of information and career guidance. So many girls are only exposed to their options, career options, and specifically in STEM, after they've already made their subject choices in grade 10, right?
Yes.
And at this stage, it becomes more difficult for them to then pivot because they haven't selected the right subject choices.
Yes.
So that's the first thing, the lack of information and career guidance. Secondly, it's the lack of resources.
Yes.
And basically why Melly Seaswear exists, you know, to ensure that no learner is left behind because of a lack of resources.
Yes.
So most schools in these areas don't have access to computer labs. They don't have technology infrastructure, and this makes the technology and engineering components of STEM, you know, near impossible to learn.
Yes.
So this is why we need partners like E4 who heed the call to assist us to provide the girls with infrastructure.
Yes.
The third one is lack of support. So many of these girls come from a background where they're not encouraged to take up STEM subjects. You know, as you mentioned in the intro, it's seen as something that is fit for boys only.
Yes.
So there's this perception that it's fit for boys only, and the perception is further perpetuated through the lack of relatable female role models.
Yes.
In STEM, you know, they don't see it. They can't conceptualize it because they can't see it.
Yes.
And lastly, in our experience, socioeconomic conditions are also a huge issue. Mm-hmm. So research has demonstrated that it is harder for girls to stay in school than boys.
Sure.
For various reasons.
Indeed.
And thus, Melly Seaswear has developed a multiple certification approach. So this means that the girls would be able to get some sort of certification at each level throughout the program, so that if they had to exit school for whatever reason, we don't know what the future holds, but if that had to happen, they would then have some sort of certification that would assist them to access further opportunities in the future.
All right. Now, Candace, as an after-school program, how do you get participants?
So that's the biggest thing for us. It's recruiting the great candidates.
Yes.
Because we believe that, you know, attitude is so much better or much more important than aptitude, right? Because we're asking these girls to stay the course of the program. We're asking them to invest their time after school and on weekends. So we've got a very robust recruitment program. And we've also the program has been designed in a way that allows for it to be very interactive and engaging, so that we can ensure that our girls remain interested and invested throughout the years. We have annual boot camps, we have excursions, site visits, and this is all in addition to their tutoring sessions and their mentorship sessions.
Yeah. Candice, it's Angie here. Now, how long does the program actually go for, and what do the girls learn?
Thank you so much. So that question, it's a five-year program. We start in grade 9 and we carry on until post-matric. Okay? So essentially, the girls are going to get their first introduction to STEM in the way we're trying to bring it across to them in grade 9. And they will learn advanced mathematics and science techniques at each level. They will also learn software development and robotics throughout the years at advanced levels.
Sure.
All right. Candice, let me just pause our chat right there and let's check in very quickly on what's happening in news and sports, and we'll resume thereafter. Please do stay with us here on the King Sweden Metro. And thank you so much, Ma Angie. Let's go straight back to our discussion there in the hot box. We were talking around news that fintech specialist E4 has launched a girls in STEM program to provide girls in underprivileged areas with the support they need to pursue careers in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics after matric. And to chat around that, we are joined by our guest who's still on the line. That's Candice Kern-Thomas, founder and director of Meli Sizwe Computer Lab Project. Welcome back, Candice.
Thank you.
Now, Candice, I had another question to ask you. I'm sure there's mothers of girls or aunts of girls or girls themselves that are listening, and they're thinking, I wonder what the criteria is for participation, because, I mean, this could open so many doors for them. How many girls can participate in the program?
So, Angie, there are 32 girls that we are selecting from 2 schools currently. And this is why we are calling on more corporates to help us scale, you know, so that we can include a lot more girls. But currently for this one, we are recruiting from 2 schools, and in total, there will be 32 girls selected.
Okay.
I think just to wrap it up on my side there, Candice, I'd like to ask, what has been the response so far in Gauteng, and when do you plan to extend the program to the rest of the country as well?
So the response has really been amazing. The girls are very excited. It almost breaks your heart that we can only select a few girls.
Yeah.
You know, so recruitment is currently still underway. And, you know, we believe that these are the kinds of forward-thinking and impactful investments that corporates should be making into the future of the country, you know. And we hope to get a lot more corporates on board so that we can roll it out nationally. And, you know, can you imagine the impact would be astronomical? So we really are calling on corporates to look into these kinds of investments, to join us and get our girls into STEM careers, because that is where the opportunity lies. They are capable. They just need your support.
Most definitely. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. We're chatting there to Candice Kern-Thomas, founder and director of Meli Sizwe Computer Lab Project, talking to us about a Girls in STEM program that's just been launched to provide girls in underprivileged areas with support they need to pursue careers in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics after matric. Very, very, very important. It is 15:37 right here on the King Suite. Please do have your say around that as well if you have something to share, and that's via our WhatsApp line, and that number is 064-664-5814.